Listen and Live Audio presents God is Dead by Ron Curry Jr., read by Gabriel Barron. God is dead. Slaves, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5. Disguised as a young Dinka woman, God came at dusk to a refugee camp in the North Darfur region of Sudan. He wore a flimsy green cotton dress, battered leather sandals, hoop earrings, and a length of black and white beads around his neck. Over his shoulder, he carried a cloth sack which held a second dress, a bag of sorghum, and a plastic cup. He had manifested a wound in the meat of his right calf, a jagged, festering gash upon which fed wriggling clumps of maggots. The purpose of the wound was twofold. First, it enabled him to blend in with the residents of the camp, many of whom bore injuries from the slashing machetes of Janjaweed raiding parties. Second, the intense burning ache helped to mitigate the guilt he felt at the lot of the refugees, over which he was, due to an implacable polytheistic bureaucracy, completely powerless. Or nearly so. God did have the bag of sorghum, and the bag of sorghum was infinite, so that he was able to offer the sweet grain to others endlessly. For weeks he'd done this, following the path of the Lowell River through scorched plains, giving away sorghum and asking if anyone knew a boy named Thomas Moween. Most said no. Some, grateful for the food and eager to offer something in return, lied about knowing the boy, claimed to have seen him as recently as the day before, headed north, away from the fighting, or else southeast.